from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Boy, oh boy, give me some numbers. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, let's work through what's happening out there. Pretty chaotic, really. I think that's probably the understatement of the morning. But the key point here is this plunge we've seen in the oil prices, Mike. I mean, we talked about this yesterday morning, and when we talked about the oil price, and we used the Brent crude as the benchmark, right? $45.27 when you and I spoke tomorrow morning. Well, the market opened, you saw this unprecedented fall. It fell to $31.25 for a barrel of Brent crude. I mean, that is chaotic there, encapsulated in one figure. Recovered to $37, fell to $31.29, currently trading at $31.20. So, look, the quick focus on there, Russia and Saudi Arabia potentially heading into an all-out price war, both looking to increase production, and we are looking at price ramifications now, reminiscent of the Gulf War. In fact, we're seeing moves that we saw around the Gulf War. So the Saudis want to boost oil output to over 10 million barrels a day. Apparently, Saudi Aramco is offering unprecedented discounts to people in Asia and Europe and the US to get people to use Saudi crude. The Russian, meanwhile, says it's going to ramp up production. And then we get this reaction in the Dow Jones on the open, which was, well, it was pretty spectacular, wasn't it, Mike? Mm-hmm. Led by the oil companies and oil-related companies. So what's happening here is that sector has fallen so much, it dragged the other sectors with it, and it's got people worried about, can these companies survive? Have we got credit issues running through the market as well? So you've got coronavirus delivering a sort of demand issue for the oil market, and the most unlikely response that you think you're going to get is the oil producers chip in there with a massive supply overhang, which is kind of crazy and not something that you would have expected to see. I was pretty sanguine yesterday at we had an advisor meeting, got everybody sat down, got everybody to sort of calm down, and I was pretty sanguine about coronavirus. I think you can come out the other side of the coronavirus issues. You put together an oil price war and coronavirus, and well, that everything gets a little bit more challenging.
Everyone's
right?
Lost their head. Somebody said $20 a barrel by the end of the year. Having said all that, explain to us the bond market. So when it dropped below the 10-year yield, when it drops below 1%, everyone goes, oh my God, it's below 1. It got as low as 0.3.
Look, absolutely, this is crazy. I actually started life out, you know, in interest rate markets sort of over 30 years ago. And I've never seen moves like this in a bond market. An absolutely huge rally, what we call a rally in the US Treasury bond market. That means that interest rates on US bonds went lower. Now, the bond market is a little bit special. As yields go lower, bond prices go higher. So we're seeing higher and higher prices for bonds. Now, the US 10-year Treasury trading right now at about 0.52. Now, during this session, it's traded as low as 0.32. That is an unprecedented amount of volatility. But a quick step back, Mike, and 1 month ago, this thing was trading at 1.6. Mm. So these are phenomenal moves, which is what is normally a generally stable market. If we look locally, bring this back to New Zealand, the five-year rate in New Zealand with a five-year swap rate, that's trading at 0.74 now. That's the lowest rates we've ever seen. And the whole of the US Treasury curve now below 1%. So what the markets are actually saying, Mike, is that the Federal Reserve at some stage is going to drop the Fed funds rate to zero. But I just want to make a quick point again, because we've kind of got to keep calm here and think logically. A lower oil price is actually good for the consumer. The US economy is 70% driven by the consumer. They have just been handed a great big fat tax cut, effectively.
Yeah.
So look, it's pretty hard to see. We've got to hope that cool heads do prevail here. And remember that the oil price hike, this is very much a sort of a standoff. So we've got no idea how that plans out, but we could see resolution between Saudi and Russia when they realize that they're actually just beating each other up and that nobody wins at this kind of, you know, this is game theory and actual action here. Nobody wins if the oil price stays at $30. So we've got to assume that there is some sort of dialogue over time. But it's pretty challenging at the moment, Mike.
We are in new territory, as they say. Give us some numbers.
Oh my gosh, here we go. 24,196 on the Dow. That's down 1,670 points, so 6.4% fall. The S&P 500, 2792, down 180 points, also down 6%. The NASDAQ, 8116. Down 459 points. So, you know, massive moves there. The FTSE 100, 5994, down 7%. The Nikkei, 19,698, down 5%. And the Shanghai Composite, 2943, down 3%. The ASX 200, 5760 yesterday, lost 7.33%, an awful day on the Australian market. The local market, though, we closed at 11,091. We were down 2.92%, so strange as it may seem, 2.92%, not a bad outcome. The dollar, 0.6374, Mike, it has rallied back because the US dollar is weaker. 0.9633 on the Aussie, 0.5554 against the euro, 0.4854 pounds, 65.07 yen. Gold trading at $1,672. And as I said, Brent crude, last I looked, $36.25, but who knows where it'll be in 10 minutes' time.
We'll be talking tomorrow. Nice to see you, yep. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.